Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Let's talk about the guy in black. The one wearing gloves in 100 degree heat, walking a busy hiking trail like he was immune to the weather, immune to the setting, immune to being noticed. The guy with the oversized vinyl backpack taped over license plate and dead silence. The guy who didn't speak a word but executed two parents in front of their children and walked away. What kind of person does that? We're not asking that in a poetic sense. We're asking in a clinical one. Today, we're going inside of the mind of the suspect, not to excuse, not to mythologize, but to understand what we're actually dealing with. Joining me is psychotherapist Siobhan Scott, someone who has spent decades working with individuals who live in the depths of paranoia, fantasy, delusion, and rage. And that's exactly what we're talking about here, because this man didn't show up that day randomly. He came with intention, with gear, with a uniform, and with a story in his head that likely made sense only to him. Is this someone acting out a violent fantasy, someone delusional, someone who saw a happy family and decided that symbol needed to be destroyed? Was this deeply personal or disturbingly impersonal? We talk about the symbolism of black clothing, the psychological significance of using a knife over a gun, and the fantasy scripts that some psychotic offenders write and then execute, literally. This isn't about speculation for drama. This is behavioral profiling that can help shape the search, narrow the motive, and ultimately explain why someone would do something so horrific in such a public space with such eerie calm. So what does it mean when someone walks into a crowded park in full view, carrying their violence like a mission? What do we need to watch for next? Let's get into it. Let's talk about the suspect himself as of our recording right now, not in custody, but even when they're in custody, we're still going to have the exact same questions. How do you interpret the suspect's actions here as they went into this. What we do know is that they had a license plate that was taped over. So the intent immediately is to not be recognizable. The vehicle still up for debate as to exactly what it was, although we have obtained exclusive video here that shows the suspect's vehicle being described possibly as a Mazda, Acura, possibly BMW black four-door sedan. I've heard everything from a different type of Kia as well. It's still up there, but it's a black four-door sedan. The video is available on our website or on our YouTube channel, Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, if you want to take a closer look at that, or on social at Tony B Pod on X or Twitter. You got that. You got the guy who's also in a 100-degree late July day in Northwest Arkansas, wearing gloves, fingerless gloves, as they've been described, black long sleeve shirt, black pants. We have the image as well. I should just put that up so you can see what this man was dressed like that day. This is his attire, and a very large vinyl backpack that the witnesses described to us as being extremely out of place. It's a little difficult to see all the dimensions of it right there, but extremely out of place. This was not, you know, let's go out for the day and hike backpack. And this isn't a trail where you're going to go backpack it for like weeks on end either. It's an afternoon hike. To go out there like this, obviously standing out in a crowd compared to everybody else who's out there in sports gear and, you know, trying to stay cool as they walk the trail. What is going on with a person who comes into a situation like this? Obviously prepared, it seems.
Yeah, he was there as a predator. And did he have this couple, this family as a specific target? Or was he looking for something that was symbolic to him? I think probably the latter. We know there's a story. He has a reason. The reason does not make sense to the rest of us. But the first thing that popped into my head watching, you know, the videos about the case and the people that were in the vicinity that ran into him is that this is a person likely who's got some paranoid delusions going and enacting this almost cosplay kind of fantasy where he dresses up like what he thinks this intimidating killer is going to look like. You know, the wearing the black clothes. A lot of the mass killers go out dressed up in black clothes. There's something symbolic about, you know, the bad guy, the really bad guy is dressed in black. So I think he had a script, a fantasy script that he was following. Also the choice of a knife rather than a gun. Why that? But that was my first thought. Rather than it being something personal, it's likely a person with a mental health history, some level psychotic thinking going on, and paranoia. He wasn't trying to disguise his face, but he certainly, you know, you would think a more rational killer, let's say somebody that was a professional hitman or something like that, would be trying to blend in with the crowd and certainly wouldn't go out in midday in a crowded area. So my sense is that this is a person with some kind of paranoid delusion that had a story. And was he looking for a happy family? Was he looking for a family with kids? What is the deeper meaning of that? At some point, if they catch him, we may hear that. We may know. It reminded me of a case many years ago, in fact, a couple decades ago, of a guy I worked with who had inexplicably gone out and shot a group of Mexican gardeners, killing one or two of them. I don't remember, but it made no sense. And he had this fairly benign history. He didn't have any history of, you know, being locked up for anything, no criminal history. But the story in his head, he was in his mid-20s at the time, he had started having paranoid delusions that Mexican gardeners were trying to put poison in the California aqueduct to poison the state of California. Completely delusional.
Yeah.
Completely paranoid. But then the angel Gabriel appeared to him and one day said, take your hunting rifle and go out and I'll show you who these specific gardeners are. And that's what he did.
Yeah.
And the sad thing is when he was on meds and he was no longer psychotic and delusional, he was a very nice guy. And he was not ever going to be free the rest of his life because he was not safe. But something akin to that is what this made me think of. This guy was on a mission and clearly was cogent enough to tape over the license plate. But he was bizarre in the way he did it, the way he dressed, and the way he was, you know, sizing other people up and analyzing them. I'd say there were a lot of potential victims out there today, and who knows the story behind why these particular folks were picked.
It's a very interesting analysis. I was wondering, somewhere along the same lines, you've said it extremely eloquently, far better than I ever could. The witnesses that we talked to described it as a death stare, very bad energy off of this guy, which, you know, I mean, one could argue, well, that's energy, that's people. But, I mean, they were picking up on those cues. This is a guy that was very, very out of place, and he did kind of size them up, it seemed. The question is, you know, was he sizing them up as if, could these be my potential targets, or is it, could these people outpower me? Is this one that if I went after them, it wouldn't work out so well for me? But then I was wondering about the symbolism of who he chose, because he did chose another pack of four people, two of them children. I don't know if the thought was, I can overpower the kids too, they're not going to get away, but they clearly did, thank God. Or was that representative of something in his past? And that is kind of where my mind was going. Is this someone who had past family issues and is now, you know, lashing out essentially at the symbolism of what that represents, almost, I mean, in a different sort of way as like Brian Koberger did, you know, the symbolism of Matty Mogan, of those happy young college kids that were living their lives in an unattainable reality in the mind of Brian Koberger for himself. So rather than trying to make fixes in their own life to fit in and to have that, it went to destroy. Is that something that may have been in the mindset of this individual?
Certainly could have been. And the choice of the knife also connotates a lot of rage, a lot of anger. And a paranoid person with some kind of a fantasy script, some kind of a delusion that he's acting out, they're very scary people. And you do notice a look in their eyes that's incredibly intimidating. And looking at the way they do eye contact, that's always a sign to me. If you see a person on the street with that kind of eye contact, it's like you need to cross the street because it's a very bad sign and often indicative of psychosis. I have seen people, as horrid as it is, who actually took a knife, stabbed, and beheaded their mother. Several cases of that, in fact. And again, these were people that were incarcerated, you know, probably forever. And this is the kind of rage that's completely hard for the rest of us to understand, and especially when it doesn't make sense. But when they believe their mother was possessed by the devil and they were killing Satan, or and there was actually one case where the guy did that to both parents. And again, it's psychosis, which means the brain is very sick.
And that's what makes this very, very troubling, because a lot of people, the easy write-off on this is, oh, you know, he's crazy, he's tweaking out on meth or whatever. But this was a planned attack. I mean, a lot of times you see like meth addicts or drug addicts or something that's kind of out there, and they're having their own delusions. They're not taping over the license plate. They're not coming in with the full tactical gear to carry out an attack. This is something premeditated. He was thinking about this for quite some time. That doesn't necessarily rule out that he's, you know, a psychopath by any means. Plenty of psychopaths are able to do very tactical things. But it to me, does the fact that there does seem to be quite a bit of premeditation here, does that rule out the likelihood that this was just some drug addict that decided to tape over his license plate and kill somebody on the trail that day?
Yeah, I would say so. This wouldn't be your typical meth-fueled, you know, rampager or situation. This is somebody who had put time and thought, and just like we say with the Brian Koberger type people, had very likely been fantasizing about it for a while. And this is why when he's caught, his history, and if there were any similar violent events or threats or, you know, anything in the past, that would really be relevant.
You don't show up dressed like that, armed like that, moving like that, unless you've imagined it before. And that's the point Siobhan Scott drove home. This was not chaos. This wasn't some strung-out meth addict who snapped. This was fantasy turned functional. And that's what makes it so dangerous. The gloves, the oversized bag, the choice of knife, personal, up close, violent. The dead-eyed stare reported by multiple witnesses. This was someone acting out a role. Not because they're in a Hollywood script, but because they've written one in their own mind. That doesn't make them sophisticated. In fact, Siobhan pointed out, it likely makes him sicker, delusional, paranoid, and obsessed with a narrative that only he believes. And that narrative, whatever it is, may have cast Clinton and Kristen Brink as characters. Not people, not parents, just symbols to be erased. This is where it gets uncomfortable because we want motive to make sense. We want logic to follow. But in cases like this, logic doesn't always apply. Delusion does. And delusion doesn't always scream. Sometimes it's quiet. Sometimes it tapes over its license plate. Sometimes it walks a trail in the middle of the day looking for the right moment to make its imagined enemy real. If this suspect is ever caught, and as of our recording, he has not been, but he may be by now, and I hope he is, and he speaks, there may be a story that sounds a lot like nonsense to the rest of us, but it'll be the most important nonsense we've heard, because inside that story is the answer to the question that still echoes, why are you doing this? Until then, the only thing we know for sure is whoever he is, this wasn't random. This was a plan. And someone out there has seen this guy. Maybe they've seen that stare. Maybe they've heard him talk. Maybe they know the story in his head, even if they don't know they do. If you do, reach out, because this kind of violence doesn't stay inside one moment. It lives in the people left behind. And the longer this man is out there, the louder that silence gets. Let us know your thoughts in the comments section on our YouTube channel. If you're not there already, just search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi to find us there. You can also do that same search on any podcast platform and find us there as well, so you can take us on the go. You won't miss any of our coverage on this case and the many that we follow for you here at True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.